A word of prayer, and then we begin the sermon. Lord, without your Spirit speaking, we would have no clear understanding. We thank you, Lord, it's the Spirit of God that brings clarity to us and insight and wisdom. And Lord, if you were to withhold your Spirit, Lord, there would be people that could still speak. Undoubtedly, Lord, but it would not be the same. Lord, I'm in the category, Lord, unless your Spirit helps me every week, then I have nothing to say, Lord. Absolutely nothing to say. And I thank you, Lord, for those who pray for me every week, that my mind would be open to understand, and that your Spirit would lead me and guide me, Lord, in what I need to prepare and how I need to prepare it. Lord, without the help of your Spirit, then Lord, even after all the years of practice of doing this, I would still be in trouble. Lord, we'd be in trouble even with your Spirit, but without your Spirit, Lord, nothing would happen. So for that I am grateful. For what we are about to hear this day, Lord, we pray by your Spirit again, Lord, that you will say something to us that will be of benefit to all, myself included. And all of God's people said, Amen. Well, I begin this morning with a picture that paints 1,000 words, and I simply want to ask this question. Are you a good listener? If you press on mute, we'll know the answer to that straight away. But that's on the topic I want to cover this morning. And I want to begin by asking a series of questions that you can ask for yourself. How often has somebody said to you, "No, this has gone down through the years, you're not listening to me"? You're in conversation with somebody, and somewhere along the conversation, this is said: "You're not listening to me." That's maybe test one. Another way of testing yourself would be this. How often has someone said to you, "Stop interrupting me, simply listen, can you do that?" That's the step above, "You're not listening to me, things getting more irate." So stop interrupting me, simply listen, can you do that? Another thing that is said, how often has this been said to you? "As I was saying before you interrupted me." And maybe you're listening to this and you're asking this question: what's the big deal about being a good listener anyway? Tucked away in Proverbs 18, verse 13, is this saying. And I'm maybe like me, you have read Proverbs at different times, and some things kind of stick out and there are things you just move along with. Some will be saying, "I wonder, what does Proverbs 18:13, what does it say? And what has it got to do about being a good listener?" Well, this is what Proverbs 18:13 says. "Spouting off before you listen to the facts is both shameful and foolish." I don't know if you were even aware that there was a verse like that, tucked away, almost hidden, we'd say, in Proverbs. But that's what it says. "Spouting off before you listen to the facts is both shameful and foolish." Now, that's something that was given, I presume, to the author of Proverbs, maybe even Solomon in this case, but inspired by the Spirit of God. So there's something about being a good listener that's important, but there's something about not listening properly as well. It can be shameful and foolish. Maybe they're not the words you would have used, but that's nevertheless what the scripture says. Which brings me to my next point. What stops us from being good listeners? Now, maybe you're a really good listener, so that's you're exempt from this. But if you struggle with the first few questions, so what stops us from being good listeners? And here's a few things. It's not exhaustive, but enough to get us thinking at least. First of all is impatience. If somebody is, as we said, going around the houses are rabbiting on or just give us too much information, are not getting to the punchline quick enough. We get impatient. Maybe that's one of the reasons. I don't know if you can identify with that, but I think that's one of the real causes. Another one is this, is boredom. Somebody's telling you something, said, oh no, that was a Tuesday afternoon happening. Oh no, 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 it wasn't Tuesday, it was Monday. And you're saying, who cares what afternoon? Just get to the bottom line in this. So there can be a certain amount of boredom, sometimes when people are filling in unnecessary details. It may be important to them, but sometimes to the listener, you're saying, well, it's not really relevant. I don't need to know that. So impatience, boredom can be another one. Half listening. Listening to what's been said and you're thinking about the answer as well. So one side of you is listening and the other side of you is formulating the answer. I think that can be a common problem. And another reason, if I put it in there, there can be a degree of arrogance. You can be listening to says, I'm way ahead of this person. I know where they're heading. I know exactly where they're going. And at that stage, we actually have stopped listening already. So impatience, boredom, half listening, and maybe a certain degree of arrogance can stop us from being good listeners. I wasn't that familiar with that, with Proverbs 18 and verse 13. I'm sure I read it. And so I didn't decide today, maybe we'll have another look at the Bible and find a few other translations of that verse to see if it'll be any easier or maybe a bit softer. So the first one I looked at anyway was Proverbs 18 from the Good News translation. It says, listen before you answer. If you don't, you are being stupid and insulting. It's hard to imagine that you'd find that kind of language even in the scriptures, isn't it? Listen before you answer. If you don't, you're being stupid and insulting. That wasn't any better for me anyway. So I said, I go down and see if there's another one there. And I found this. What a shame. Yes, how stupid to decide before knowing the facts. That's from today's Living Bible. Another version says this. Anyone who answers without listening is foolish and confused. The Message puts it this way, and we can identify it straight away. Answering before listening is both stupid and rude, and we would see interrupting or listening properly as bad manners. But Scripture seems to give it much more force than just that. It's a long way from being stupid and insulting to being stupid and just rude. The Passion Version says it this way, listen before you speak, for to speak before you hear the facts will bring humiliation. I don't know if you can identify or if it has happened to you, possibly it has, of where you jumped in too quickly in the conversation, only to know and say, oh, man, I misjudged that. And what I thought I was going to say, how I thought it was going to end, was completely different. And you ended up just landing yourself in a heap of trouble and having to dig yourself out of a hole. Listen before you speak, for to speak before you hear the facts will bring humiliation. I don't know if you can identify with that. I think many people can. So listen up is the title of my message. Makes sense. And so the next thing I did with it then was I asked the question, what has been the cost of us not listening, if that's how you're relating to this? In other words, what has the cost been of our impatient, boredom, half listening, or arrogance? Or maybe there's other things you can put in there. You may put in different words, but you know what I'm saying. There is a cost. And here, I think, are some of the costs, are some of the consequences as well. The impatience and the boredom and the half listening. If somebody is saying something that's really important to them, and we interrupt them, or we do interrupt them, then often the consequence is simply this. That person will shut down. Literally, in what they were going to say, or if they were going to reveal something that was of a very personal nature to them. or something that matter greatly to them. If we jump in because of our impatience or our boredom or because we're half listening just to give out the answer, the great danger is the person will shut down. That's one of the consequences. Another consequence is this, I think, that if somebody's only half listening or they're interrupting, a barrier goes up between us and them. Now, many people can identify with that, and especially if you have been on the other end of it, where you have been sharing and the other person has jumped in or has offered advice when it was needed. Automatically, for most people, not all, that barrier goes up, and it can remain up for a long, long time. It might necessarily be the person shutting down, but everything they may wanted to say or everything they may wanted to share will be held back, and there will be a barrier there. And you'll see that in friendships. Many people can identify with that and say, there's a barrier, and I don't know what has caused that barrier, but I know it's there, and there's a block. Call it whatever you want. We know whatever you mean. Often that's got to do with our impatience, really, or our unwillingness to listen. Now, a consequence of it is relationships go stagnant and they go no further. Something inside the person says, that's the last time I'm going to tell that person anything about me. And you meet with the person and you know there's a barrier and you can't get any further with it, and that relationship just is stagnant. And neither side moves as a result, are unable to move as a result of this. I suppose many of us would have said, like, not listening is certainly rude and bad manners, but scripture seems to say it's more serious than that. Actually, much more serious. It's foolish. It's also a very stupid thing to do from what scripture says to us. So our verse again. Spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. And I think what's involved in this for us is time as well. Impatient boredom has got to do with time, and arrogance has got to do with the fact that we think we know better. And sometimes maybe we do. But in not letting the person say what they wanted to say uninterrupted is shameful and foolish. That's what it seems to be saying to us. That is exactly what it's saying to us, actually, not seems. So that's the negative side of it. And I refuse to end the sermon on the negative side. So there is also in the scriptures a positive side to it. And I'll bring you that in a moment to end with. But the picture I've got, I've had this text, by the way, in my sermon text to be preached at some stage. And I said, how in the heck am I going to get a sermon out of that? And it came to me during the week. I don't have pictures too often, but I had a picture of sitting down and somebody saying something. This is not something that has happened in the past. This is a meeting that has yet to take place. And the Lord was just showing me the importance of listening and not being conscious of time. Of listening and listening in such a way that you're not just thinking ahead or thinking the answer and the importance of that. And then he reminded me of, as he is reminding you now, that he has spoken to so many times about our communication with each other, how we relate with each other. And I think there's a fair amount of shutting down at times. There's very obviously barriers between people. And there also are stagnant relationships that have gone no further. And the question I'm asking, I mean, how much of that has got to do with just our impatience and not wanting to listen? And I don't know the answer to that. Only you can decide that for yourself in the same way as I have to search myself for that. However, that being said, the scripture does give us a very positive thing. And the advice it does give us is actually eminently practical, and it's not that difficult to implement, to be honest with you. Just a certain amount of self-control and self-discipline will be sufficient for this. And this is comes from James 1:19, and I'm using the Amplified Version, and this is how he begins, speaking to us. Very gracious words. Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. And here's his advice. Let everyone be quick to hear, and the Amplified puts it this way, be a careful, thoughtful listener. If we are that, we'll make significant ground in listening up. Let everyone be quick to hear. Then he goes on to say, let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and he defines slowness this way, a speaker of careful, chosen words. We must have heard 5 or 6 sermons on the tongue, and they're all got to do with choosing our words carefully. One of the worst things we can do is just speak off the top of our head. Scripture always encourages us to think carefully before we actually speak. So be a careful, thoughtful listener, a speaker of careful, chosen words, okay, and slow to anger. Be patient, reflective, and forgiving. All of those are within our reach. Not perfect, not perfection by any means, but really possible to make significant progress very quickly if we choose to do it. One illustration of that, and then I'm closed. Scripture teaches us very clearly that before we open our mouths, and even before we say anything to God, He knows all our thoughts. He knows exactly what we're going to say. And yet, He listens as a careful, thoughtful listener. Indeed, one of the things we accuse of God is that He's slow to speak. But when He does, it's always carefully chosen words. And the other thing we've learned about God, He's slow to anger, that He's patient, and that He is forgiving. And He helps us to reflect back. So listen up. Why is it important to be a good listener? I think it's important because it will help the other person greatly. It shows a measure of love on our behalf and concern. And if there's a friendship, even better again. But even if it isn't, it's important to listen and to listen well. That is what the Lord gave me to give to you and to give to me. A word of prayer, and we'll have a closing song. Lord, we live in a world of where everything has to be instant. Lord, we acknowledge that. Lord, who hasn't struggled with impatience and boredom, Lord, at times, in interacting with people? How easy it is to jump in, Lord, thinking we have all the facts when we've only half the story to discover, Lord, that we are in. Jumped in when we shouldn't have. And Lord, we have egg all over our face. Humiliation, as the scriptures have said. But Lord, we're in a rush. And often, Lord, what we're saying is we don't have time for this. And often, Lord, that stuff will come out initially, Lord, that's a test for us. And Lord, if we fail in that, then the deep things of people's hearts will remain hidden. And Lord, rightly so too. Lord, if we're not willing to listen and listen carefully. Lord, only you know how many times people have been willing to share things with us, and we have done that, the very thing we shouldn't have done, and people have shut down. Lord, we are conscious of barriers even this day, even in relationships in new life, that have gone up. And Lord, who among us has known relationships that have gone stagnant and has gone no further? Simply, Lord, for no other reason than we cut them off when they were saying something, Lord, that was really important. Lord, and it was shameful and foolish on our side, but Lord, it did damage to them and to their hearts. So Lord, what we ask for is that you would help us to be quick to listen, to be slow to speak, and even slower to become angry. This, Jesus, we ask in your most precious name. Amen. Our closing song, also chosen by Andy, is this.